I met Amy Fabian sitting on a cot on the Shasta College lawn just outside a Red Cross shelter for wildfire evacuees. She wasn't alone. There were other people in this circle of cots, and they all had pets with them, including a large Rottweiler, a cat, and Fabian's two small dogs. Fabian wanted to sleep in the air-conditioned shelter with her dogs, but...
They don't allow you with pets in there, so I had to sleep with them in their crates on the ground, and I slept in the passenger seat in my car, and actually I didn't really sleep.
Others were doing the same, braving triple-digit temperatures and thick smoke to sleep next to their cats and dogs. This wasn't safe, and with so many people pouring into these shelters with pets in tow, the centers needed to set up another option. Eventually they did. Volunteers cleared out a warehouse at the campus farm and hauled in a large air conditioner so people could sleep next to their pets. Then Dr. Kara Tennant of Care Animal Hospital volunteered her staff.
I heard that animals were overheating because they were all up on the football field, and our hospital was evacuated, so we're closed today anyway.
Tennant wasn't surprised that most people wouldn't leave their pets behind. She says pets are family. They are like children.
They used to just mainly stay outside, you know, but now they're in the house, they're in our beds, they're with our kids, they're the family. So people don't want to leave them. People don't want them to suffer.
Judy Henderson also slept in her truck with her pets during her first night at the shelter. She says she knows why people stick by their cats and dogs.
They don't abandon you when you're sick. They're right there for you. They don't abandon you when you're sad or lonely. They're right there for you when you're sad, when you're lonely. They're always there for you. And that's why people are so dedicated to their animals.
Henderson was looking for her cat that ran away at the shelter. She was distraught.
When I don't feel good, she's right there in my face and, you know, giving me little pats on the cheek and loving me and stuff. And you can't say that about a lot of people.
Robert Miller also lost his cat, but it was before he got to the shelter. He says he doesn't even like him very much because he's a typical cat. He meows a lot. He gets in your face. He's kind of annoying. But his daughter loves the cat, and he loves his daughter, Jessie. He tried to keep a handle on the cat as they were evacuating, but he just slipped through his arms.
Well, I told Jessie he doesn't want to get caught. He won't get caught. And I feel... It's the most important thing to her. And I tried to get back to get them. They wouldn't let me in. Sorry.
Emotions are high in a tragedy like this. Stress and anger and sadness come bubbling up in different ways. And if people could sleep knowing that their dog or cat is safe nearby, they could at least have that bit of reassurance that they didn't abandon their family. April Ehrlich, JPR News.